Pulp is a unique and innovative news reader for Mac and iPad that lets you turn your favorite news sites into your own personalized newspaper. By combining multiple news feeds onto a single page, Pulp lets you quickly browse through headlines, previews, and photos to find the stories that interest you most. Take advantage of amazing features like the Shelf, a great way to save and access interesting articles to read later, and Magic Reader, which lets you see the full, cleanly formatted story from any RSS article with one click. Pulp also seamlessly syncs across multiple Macs and iPads through cloud syncing using its built-in sync service called Pulp Sync. Check it out today. Hey there, Mike.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Oh, just fine. And we've got a guest on today. Who is that, Mike?
It's the man who decides to sneak his way back in again. It's Dave Kahlo. Hello, Dave.
Hello, guys.
The unofficial Apple weblog and 11 Minutes podcast and the Sci-Fi podcast and, of course, his own 52tiger.net and God knows how many other sites he's going to pop up on in the future. As a matter of fact, who knows? He might be giving the next WWDC keynote for all I know.
I'm still riding on it.
Joel, just as long as he gives me the juicy details beforehand.
I promise.
How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I'm happy to talk to you guys again.
Yeah.
So, I wanted Dave to come on again because there was a couple of things that I wanted him to talk about with us, which is more sort of mindset kind of stuff, and the way that the Kahlo brain works. There was a video that you posted, Dave, and I have found it. It was in February. Of you very beautifully making some tea.
Oh yeah.
Just very quickly, like this, the link will be in the show notes. Don't worry, Pat. I will send it to you so you don't have to look for it.
Terrific, thank you.
How did you make that video? Was it an iPhone dealie?
Yeah, I shot it with my iPhone 4. I don't have a tripod mount for it, so I was just propping it up with whatever I could rig together.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's kind of good because it's got flat edges. You can just stand it on its own as well. You just stand it there.
Yeah, exactly. All I had to do was build something tall enough with a flat surface on top. I drink tea constantly. Well, not constantly. Let's say regularly. And it's just something I really like doing. And I like the process of making it as much as I do drinking it. And so one day I thought, it might be kind of fun to sort of document that little process. And a little while later, I had posted the video.
So is this for you? Like, what is making tea for you? I know a peculiar question. Like, but is it simply because I'm thirsty? Or is there more to it than that? Like, the process that you've clearly taken time to show us. Well, is there a reason that you do it in the way that you do?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Part of it is definitely I'm thirsty, and I just like the taste of tea, and I think it's good. But the other part is I just enjoy paying attention to the process. It didn't necessarily have to be tea, but preparing tea is something I especially enjoy. I do like the fact that I can use my equipment and take my time and do it slowly and think about where those leaves came from and which farmer in China may have harvested them and assembled them and put them into the little tin. And just the process of making tea asks you to wait at several points. You have to wait for the water to heat up. You have to wait for it to steep. Then you have to clean up a little bit. That takes some time. And so it does force you to stop and notice what you're doing. And I think if you're beginning to practice paying attention to what's happening around you, something like preparing tea that actually requires you to wait, even if for a brief period, is a good place to start.
Hmm. What sort of tea do you drink?
Oh boy, I drink all kinds. I really do. I'd like to purchase my tea from a couple online vendors, and there's even one here on the Cape that I like to purchase from, but really whatever strikes my fancy. I've got a bunch of greens, I've got a bunch of oolongs, I've got a bunch of blacks sitting around, and I pretty much just pick whichever one looks good at a given time. That might not be the right way to do it. That's how I do it.
It's actually funny. It's your approach to tea and the making of tea and this kind of ritual that that surrounds it and the process and the that there's a, you know, I guess an element to meditation there, right? You know, an element of meditation. It's one of those things I like to call working meditation, right? You know, that, you know, that, yes, you're, you know, accomplishing a task, and but part of it is kind of the focus on that task and the embracing of each moment involved in each step involved in that process and being present in that time. And it's very similar to, I wrote a piece for my personal site about how I get the same benefit from washing the dishes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a similar thing. It's working meditation. It's, you know, I enjoy the, you know, the, you know, there's a very specific order in which I do things, you know, and I unload the dishwasher. I unload it in a specific order, you know, I bottom first and then the top and then I, you know, then I fill the dishwasher, but I rinse each plate, you know, and there's this whole kind of step-by-step process that I do the same way every single time. But I find it immensely satisfying and meditative, and I come out of it relaxed and with more focus and ready to bring that sort of presence to other things.
Yeah,
would you say it's similar for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people think of meditation as sitting quietly with your eyes closed, and I absolutely do too. But that's really one type of meditation. There are many types. There's working, like you mentioned. There's walking meditation. There's chanting. Really, the purpose of all the different styles are the same. It's to allow you to become aware of what's happening and to just pay attention to that. The meditation practice is really more a vehicle for allowing you to experience what you felt and experienced while emptying the dishwasher and throughout your day, throughout all the things you do when you're driving your car or playing with your kids or doing work or whatever it happens to be.
In the video, you show there's a nice part which makes me think that you know, you maybe have a talent for directing, Dave, whether you believe it or not, where you show other parts of your house and views out of your home. What is the significance of this for you?
Thanks, first of all. I think I showed that during the steeping process, and that's one point where you have to obviously wait. So what does one do while one waits? Well, there's any myriad of options. Typically, I would obsess over what I'm not doing or read mail or whatever it is. Or I could simply observe what else is going on. There's some trees outside that look nice. Or there's something as simple as a piece of furniture in my living room. Or there's whoever. I think I showed my dog breathing at one point.
Yeah, Batgirl's just laying there, chilling.
Yeah. So while you have this opportunity, or while I had this opportunity, I'm sorry, to wait, I took it to observe the other things that are happening around me and enjoy them, because someday I won't have a dog breathing on my couch, or I might not have a tree outside. I know impermanence is very real, so pay attention to what's right now.
Yeah. It's one of the exercises that I try to do as frequently as I can, where when, for instance, waiting in a line at the grocery store, or, you know, other areas where I'm kind of forced to wait, I oftentimes will simply just close my eyes and try to just kind of take accounting of all of my other senses. What do I smell? What do I hear? What do I feel? You know, what does the floor feel like under my feet? What is the position of my body? You know, can I correct it? Can I stand straighter? Can I be a little bit more comfortable? And I'll do that for just, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds. It doesn't take long. But once again, it's this, idea of, okay, I have no choice but to wait. Let me take this time instead of filling it with, you know, whipping out my phone and checking my for, you know, a new email or, you know, Twitter or what have you. You know, checking in via Gowalla Foursquare thing, you know. You know, or sitting there getting impatient about, oh my God, it's taking so long. What's this crazy woman doing in front of me? Oh, I, you know, it's taking that energy instead just to enjoy that single moment that I have where I have nothing else that I must do or have to do or can do at that particular moment.
Right.
And therefore, why not use it to experience that moment?
Yeah, I totally agree. It makes me think of, who was it? This great quote that I recently found from the late Kurt Vonnegut. I'm sure everybody knows who he was, a wonderful writer. He discussed going out to run an errand that his wife thought was silly for him to run. Basically, he wanted to purchase an envelope, and his wife didn't understand why. And he went on to say, oh, she says, well, you're not a poor man. You know, you don't have to go online, and why don't you buy 100 envelopes and put them in the closet? And he says, so I pretend not to hear her, and I go out and get an envelope because I'm going to have a hell of a good time in the process of buying an envelope. I meet a lot of people, and I see some great-looking babies, and a fire engine goes by, and I give him the thumbs up, and I ask a woman what kind of dog that is, and she doesn't know. And the moral of the story is we're here on Earth to fart around.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just one of my favorite quotes of all time.
We're here on Earth to fart around. And you know, I think that oftentimes we are blind to the idea that we are simply here to die. We're in the process of death. Mm-hmm. From the day that we're born, we're basically dying. You know, certainly that there's a growth arc in the middle of that, but the fact is that, you know, every living thing on this planet, including the planet itself, mm-hmm. including this universe, at some point began, and at some point will end. And while we want to believe that, oh, we've got some great life purpose here to accomplish, and that this task that we have to do is so important in the grand scheme of things, but in the grand scheme of things, our lives are but not even a millisecond on the clock of time. Right. They are so insignificant, and every single action that fills them is even more so, because they're just a collection of that insignificance.
Right.
And gosh, if you don't have that much time, and if you can't take a few moments out of your day to just appreciate this thing that's going on around you, this thing that you're a part of, I mean, while that may be true and we're so insignificant, every piece is an integral part.
Yes.
Because it all forms a whole. Yeah. And so, you know, as small as we are still a part of this, you know, of this community, of this people, of this Earth, of this solar system, of this universe, right? Of this galaxy, of this universe.
Yes. Everything's connected. This sounds like a cheesy 70s self-help tape.
But it's true. So, you know, one of the things that I know, first of all, one of the things I took away from your video is how beautifully done it is. It's really beautiful. I'm blown away by the fact that you did that with an iPhone. While at the same time, I'm not blown away by the fact that you did that with an iPhone, because I mean, it speaks as a testament not only to your talent, but also how great the iPhone is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But the other thing, too, is it also, in watching it, almost forced me into a state of contemplation along with you.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
And was that, I mean, was that kind of your intended purpose behind it? Or at least was that one of the thoughts that went into things as you were putting it together and producing it?
Certainly not in a persuasive way, but all right, if you find something fantastic while you're out during the day, one of the first things you think is going to be, oh, I can't wait to tell X about this awesome thing, whether X is your spouse or your, you know, your partner in work or your best friend or whatever it is. When you find something awesome, you want to share it with someone you love so they can experience the awesome too. So this is something that I like to do very much, and I want to share it with, in this instance, anyone who will listen. And so I figured this would be a nice, simple way to do that.
Good job. Good stuff. Good stuff. I really like that.
I have to ask before we just wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Dave, is there any apps that you could recommend for tea makers?
Oh, yes. I definitely do. I can give you a Mac app.
And teas. We want to know about teas and tea making equipment for those of us.
Yeah, there's a gadget. There's a gadget that you use that I know of, and I want you to tell me about that as well.
All right, hold on. This is going to take me a minute to find all this stuff. I can start with the teas.
Okay.
That'll be quickest. I buy most of my teas from Adagio. It's Adagio. I think it's Adagio tea.
Yeah, it's Adagio teas.
Ah, yeah. Yes. They make really, really nice loose tea, and they make all sorts of nifty equipment. And the two pieces of equipment in that video I bought from them. One is called the Ingenua Tea. They're very clever with their names. And basically, it's a teapot that has a little dial for green and oolong and black. And you can just turn it to which type of tea you're making, and then you set it on the base and hit the button, and it heats the water to the proper temperature. So you know that, you know, because like, green teas you want at a lower temperature, about 180 degrees, and darker teas you want at a higher temperature. And so it gets it just right, which is nice. They also make a little device. I can't remember what it's called right now, but basically it's for steeping, and you saw it in the video when I poured the water in. It's this wicked clever little device where you pour your tea in, you pour the hot water, and you close the lid and you let it steep. And then when you're done, you press it on top of your cup, and there's a little release on the bottom that allows the tea to pour out from the bottom and into your cup. Then when you're done, you just pull the filter out, and all the spent leaves go with it. It's super. I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Very nice. And apps?
Let me see. There's a great Mac app that is so simple, and it's simply called Tea Timer, and you can find it in the Mac App Store. It's currently at version 1.1, and it couldn't be simpler, but it works very well. It's just a little timer that pops up, and you put in how long you want to wait. You click start, and off you go. And it dings when you're when it's ready. And you can even set presets. So if you say you want, if you brew this type of tea often, you can just hit the preset, and you won't have to, you know, enter the time every single time, which is really nice.
Nice.
Can I just say, Dave, the Ingenuity was the plastic thing.
Oh, was it?
Release. The kettle is called the Utility.
Oh, thank you.
And I have also bought from Adagio in the past. And I really like, they have a glass mug and an infuser. So all you do is, which is really cool, so it's like a metal infuser. So you just put the leaves in and pour the hot water in, and it will just steep inside the glass mug, and then all you do is lift the infuser out and the tea's ready.
Oh, very nice.
Which I quite like, which is from their site as well.
It's very nice. I'm going to contribute to this. This is a surprise contribution from me, but it's something I finally found, and I just bought it today, and I'm very excited because I've been looking for it for months, and it's somewhat related. There is a little tumbler that is sold at REI stores here in the U.S., but it's actually made by a Canadian company, and I can't remember their name, but I'll find it. But it's called the Doppio, and what's nice about the Doppio is this tiny little travel mug that is just perfect for a, you know, small cup of warm beverage. So a couple of shots of espresso or a nice green tea. You know, generally you're not drinking that in, you know, great big mugs. You're kind of drinking that in a smaller, you know, type cup, especially if you're drinking it Japanese style or Chinese style, right? Mm-hmm. This is the perfect size for it. You know, the problem I find with larger travel mugs is you take a double shot of espresso or a thing of tea, you know, like that, and you put it in this large travel mug. I don't care how good that travel mug is, that stuff is going to cool down because you're going to have more air in there than you are liquid, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, part of the reason that so this is just, I mean, really, it's just big enough for that, and it's fantastic. And I'll make sure that there's a link in the show notes so that you can check that out. But if you've got an REI close by, they'll carry it.
That's cool.
And yeah, I just want to suggest an iPhone app which I've enjoyed in the past. Simply mm-hmm. called T, and it's at tapp.com. And it's really beautiful, and you can sort of program in presets and all of your favorite types of tea. You can put in sort of the heats for them and all the, you know, the different ways that you like to time it and stuff. And they have if you buy the app, you get 10% off of an order at Adagio. So,
oh, very nice.
It's a little twofer for you.
I'll definitely check it out.
So this has been a bit of an interesting episode, but I think it's one that the geeks will enjoy. A lot of processes in there.
Yeah. Plus, there's a simplicity and mindfulness aspect that we talked largely about.
Yeah. We're not always about Macs.
That approach can come to other things.
Exactly. It's minimalism. Ooh. And Macs. That's what this is. Not always.
But we should get going. That noise that you might be hearing in the background is actually severe weather sirens going off in my area, and they're not testing. They test on Wednesday, so that's interesting.
You better go and deal with that. Thank you, Pat. Good luck, Pat.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave, for being on, and we'll have you on again because there's more about the kind of mindfulness, meditation, Buddhism stuff that I really want to touch base with you on. So thank you once again for being on.
Thanks again.
All right. Take care, y'all, and we'll talk later.
Cheers.
All right. Cheers.